say a couple things to all the dads out there. Happy Father's Day. I just wanted to share a quick personal thing. I think I should be done by noon, so I'll give you about 10 minutes for the sermon. But in preparing for this song, and I put together a little slideshow today to make it feel a little more personal, a personal observation, a little story was my dad told me when he was young, he was given up for adoption or foster care and never knew who his real parents were for a long time. He was in and out, I think, of two or three different foster homes, which he remembers pretty well. They were good homes, but most of them were too up there in years to be able to adopt him and commit long term, until he finally was adopted by my grandparents, who we just went down to see. They lived down in Virginia. And the story that he told me when he was first adopted was, after he was adopted, he was pretty excited, but he thought, you know, this might change. Like, what's the difference between being a foster child and being adopted? What if they decide they don't like me? They might give me up. But he remembers his first Christmas, and I guess it wasn't a traditional, not quite ready there, Brother Glenn. It wasn't a traditional gift that they put under the tree, but he said he remembers waking up, and he came out, they opened some of their presents, and his dad said, did you see what was in your bedroom? And he said, no. So he walks back to his bedroom, and he says, check your dresser. And so he opens the dresser, and he just remembers opening up and seeing brand new pairs of socks and brand new underwear. And he was probably only 5 or 6 years old at the time, but he thought, I've never had my own set of clothes and my own dresser. And it was just such a moment of recognition for him that these people are for real. They're going to keep me. They got me these socks for me to keep, because, you know, usually as a foster child, you're packing a suitcase, you're going, but now he had his own dresser drawer with his own things. And the scripture that reminded me of in Matthew 19, I'm sure you're all familiar, where all these children are running up to Jesus, and he's in the middle of speaking to the adults, and the disciples are rebuking them. You know, get out of here, kids. Jesus doesn't want to be interrupted by you. He's in the middle of a sermon, an adult conversation. This isn't kid time. And he said, suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And it just reminded me that what type of inheritance are we looking forward to? You know, my dad, as an adopted child, he may be able to inherit maybe his dad's possession someday, but as a child of God, what inheritance we can look forward to in heaven that's so much greater. And a verse that we've been looking at most recently in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the children of God. So if you're a believer today, we've been adopted. There's no need to worry anymore. You know, that we don't have a father. We have a father we can go to in times of need. And in Hebrews it says we can go to his throne boldly. As his child, we have no fear when we can stand before God in any time of need, whatever we need. So hopefully this song speaks to you.
Are there things inside your heart you think no one understands, and you smile and face them on your own? When you're all alone, when there's no one else around, does your smile disappear when you're my Father knows just what we're going through. My Father knows he's reaching out to you, and there's no need to run from him. He loves you so. Come to him, my Father knows. There's no need to run away. You cannot hide from him, 'cause he sees all the hurts you have inside. When no one seems to care or even understands, he's always there, in him you can confide. My Father knows just what we're going through. My Father knows he's reaching out to you. Loves you so. Come to him, my Father knows. My Father knows just what we're going through. Our Father knows he's reaching out to you and me, and there's no need to run from him. He loves you. He knows. Come to him, our Father knows. Your Father knows.
All right, another tearjerker. Thank you, Steve. 91, please, in your songbooks. I got to meet Steve's grandparents that took in to his dad, you know, as a, what do you say, five-year-old? That, you know, that's a risk, wouldn't you say? But wow, were they such wonderful people. And they have come to embrace the faith that their adopted son shared with them. Isn't that neat? They had a heart for him, and then he helped them find a heart for God. And what a neat thing. And what was put together there continues in Steve's family. So pretty precious. 91, the steps of a good man